Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks. And you found it, baby. You found it. This is the show. I'm very excited tonight. We've got Dale Lytle on the line with us from the fantastic rock and roll band Angelus. Angelus. I'm reading this, and as soon as it came out of my mouth, I went, what is up with that?
All the time. Don't worry about it, brother.
You know what it was? I was looking at your 2014 album title, We're No Angels.
We're No Angels.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It got mixed in my mind, man. Hey, how are you doing, man? How is life?
How are you doing, man? How's it going out there?
I'm doing great. I'm in South Florida. You guys are in L.A. It's a great night. It's hot. Florida, it's always hot.
Yeah, how's the weather? The weather's hot?
It's always hot.
Hot and humid.
It's always hot. Hot and humid. I'm telling you, I stay inside. It's, in the AC. How is life out there on the West Coast? Good night tonight?
Yeah, it's beautiful. We got rid of the fire. We had a bad fire here for about 3 days in the Sand Canyon. Mm-hmm. And it blew north up to us, and I'm out in the desert in Little Rock. I got an acre out here, and I get out of the city, and it's but I tell you what, when everything blew up and it just went up north, and we were, if you go to Dale on Facebook, you can see the pictures. It was just awful.
I've been seeing it on the news, but everybody's okay in the Lytle enclave there. Good. Glad to hear. Yeah, these damn fires, man. I used to live out in San Diego. I moved out here to Florida a couple years ago, but I lived in San Diego for about 10 years, and I used to go up to L.A. all the time. And I remember I never experienced a fire when I was there. There was a couple, but I was always out of town. But I was in Vegas, and I was trying to get out of Vegas, and there was a fire out around the city, and they closed the freeways down. I had to wait it out.
The 14 was closed down. Yeah. It's not a joke. But
people,
we got that. Go ahead.
People come together on that, and I tell you, the scary part is the winds, the high winds will just, man, they zip those fires up and spread them, and yeah, it is serious. I'm glad everybody's okay. So you have a little studio out there in the at the Lytle Ranch?
We got a rehearsal studio, and speaking of studios, we've been rehearsing for our singer went to Israel, Claire Diane, for about almost a month, starting July. To visit her mom, and we were due to go into the village to start recording our new album for next year in December, and I just said, you know, screw this, let's just do it now. We got a little bit of time, and so we went ahead and starting. We hit it hard from July 1st until we're in on 8/18 at the Village in Los Angeles.
Wow.
Which gives us about 19 more days to finish up the tracks. And, you know, we got them. We were running through them all. We've got them down. They're all sounding great. In fact, a couple of our roadies actually came in and, you know, they were like going, wow, this might be better than the last album. And the last album I really dread about. And, you know, you can. They weren't lying. Like Claire, I told our singer that, you know, and she goes, well, you know, there are roadies. Of course they're going to say that. I said, no, you should have seen the look on their face.
No. Yeah. They got to know they'll be working, you know?
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
And I'm proud as hell of our last album. But this one is just, I don't know what it is, man, but there's, you know, we lost the drummer back in October of last year. He died, got killed in a car accident on 118 freeway. And I called an old friend in from Texas, Danny Pasulto, and he said, "I'll be right there, man. You know, no worries." And you know, he got on a plane, was here within, you know, 5 days, I think. And we went to work, and we had a show at the Canyon Club in Agoura Hills,
awesome.
and he nailed that. And then we went from there. We had a show at the Whiskey with Dizzy Reed on the December 26th, and then from Guns N' Roses. Then from there, we went right on the 28th. We were back into the Village to record the album. So it was just
wow.
Like, my God, man, it was pretty intense, but we did it. We got through it.
Well, you know, it's amazing that, you know, you can make calls like that. Now, folks, you have to understand, Dale's only been in the business, you know, a little while here. No, I'm kidding. Dale, you've been in the business, what, 30 years or something like that?
Let's not go there.
Well, the reason I'm bringing it up is you've seen it all, man. You've seen it all. You've seen the music. You've seen the height of, you know, rock and roll in L.A. As far as like, you know, back in the day when it was covered so much. I don't think it really ever. I mean, maybe it died down a little bit, but it's back with a vengeance now. And you were just always there. That's got to be cool. You know, that's got to be cool. You got to know everybody, I imagine. You know.
I mean, Randy Rose used to come. Jody told me her and Randy used to come and watch us play, and David Roth used to put his hair in the hat and come watch us play, and you know we used to, you know, Motley Crue, we played with them, we played with the Bro, Quiet Riot, quite a few times, Rat, Bon Jovi, you name it. We were the first band to ever open for Bon Jovi on the West Coast. And
wow.
I remember, I never, you know, honestly, James, I never watched any bands that we ever played with. That in the last 4 years has changed. But back then, I didn't care about nobody. I mean, we were us, and that's all that mattered. I sat in a little corner in the dressing room and played my guitar, Joe Benson came backstage when we were opening up for Bon Jovi, and he introduced us. And he was Joe Benson was with KLOS, and he's with The Sound now, 100.3, and a great guy. And he came backstage, and back then I was a little bit younger, and he walked in on me like doing I was doing a line of coke, bro. I'm not gonna lie to you, you know. Big old fucking line. And I've been sober for a long time, you know, and thank whatever powers for that. But we were partying. I was something years old, and I mean it was the real deal back then. It was what it was, it just so many great things. All I remember about him, I saw him at sound check, and they were late. The bus broke down on the way to play with us. They hired us because we would draw more people than they would. You know, we brought in more people than Bon Jovi did in '84 at the Country Club in Reseda, California.
Wow!
And that's why they was there. And he had his scarf and his glasses, and he was Mr. Cool. And they had the one song was a hit. She's a Little Runaway for 30 days. And they brought in about 400 people is what they did.
Right. Yeah. Interesting you mentioned that, because I remember I was a little kid. I mean, well, not a little kid, but, you know, I was a young teenager. And I would hear that, or I would see that video for them about every 45 minutes on MTV. MTV, a lot of people don't realize when it first started out, and I think they had like, I don't know, 60 videos or something they would just play over and over, you know. And
I want to really say something about Marianne Hartman and Lewis and USA Records, Rock Avenue Records USA. They're just incredible people. And
oh yeah, and Metal Babe Mayhem,
Alice, and
oh yeah,
you know, the wonderful people, and Marianne is creating the whole new. She's the new revolution. She is the new real deal. She is the new real deal. They're not ripoffs. They're for real. They're looking for real bands. If you're a real band out there and you have something great, contact Marianne Hartman at USA Records. They will work with you. They will help you. They're really true people, and I highly recommend that anybody do that. That's really feel they have, if they have something, give it to her and Lewis. Let them listen.
Right,
they will listen. They're
that's
the real
awesome.
Deal. Yeah,
that's so cool. And you know, you hear it, folks. Like I said, man, it is no lie. The whole rock scene. You know, I hear it about every year and a half. You'll hear somebody, rock and roll, it just isn't happening anymore. And that's bullshit. That's totally horseshit. I talk to rockers all the time, man. There's all kinds of stuff happening. And good stuff, too, and good stuff. And it sounds like they're really doing something over there. And, Dale does not lie, man. If you've got something going, get a hold of them, you know.
Yeah, they got 20 bands. And from Stonebreed to Leaving Eden to Stereo Love, Divine Electric.
Nice.
I mean, they've got some killer bands, and yeah, we're one of them.
That's cool, man. That's cool.
I want to pump them, man, because I mean, they are nothing but the best, and that's it. But yeah. So, I could go on with shit forever. You want to play a song, or what do you want to do here?
Yeah, let's play a song, man. I've got the four that were sent over. What do you think we should play first? I've got them all queued up. I've got Bad Girls, Crazy, For God, Country, and King, and Happy Disaster. What should we hit the people with first?
If Claire is listening right now, she would want to go with Bad Girls. And
let's do it.
So... it's either Bad Girls or Crazy, and I would say let's the album's called Crazy, but let's go with Bad Girl. Let's do
Here
Bad
it is,
Girl.
Man. Here All it right. is, folks. It's Bad Girl. Check it out. Angelus Band. Here it is.
But trouble.
You're listening to Angelus. Get a clean copy of this track wherever you buy digital music. Also on their website, www.angelusband.com.
In for trouble. I got some bad girl hooks, but don't let go. If you're wrong, man, I'm a fire. Well, Sean, you'll know you're in for trouble. Yeah, you know you're in for trouble. in for trouble. You're in for trouble. I'm a bad, bad girl. Bad, bad girl. Bad, bad girl. Bad girl.
That was Bad Girls by, man, Angel, Angelus Band. I like it. I've got on the line with this, folks, Dale Lytle from Angelus Band. And, man, what a great track. What a great track. Now, this is Dale, where can people get this? They get this on your website? Or because we have a link to that up, which is very easily, angelusband.com. Do they get it out on
Rock Avenue Records USA on – it's everywhere on all the digital channels. And then you can buy the hard copies through them or through us at angelusband.com. And then there's also Angelus Band Facebook. There's anybody out there, Angelus Band Reverb Nation, they can play it. And there's a trick. They can turn it on, and then they can push play all, and they can turn the sound down. And they can still watch Facebook. They can still do everything. We've been in the top 10 in Los Angeles for like almost 2 months now. It's like not ending.
How cool is that?
It's good. It's great, and I'm happy about it. And especially since our next song we're going to play is "Crazy," which it's a little bit. You know, our stuff is a little bit different. I kind of wished I would have sent you touch, but we went with these, and that's good. But we got some interesting material, and but Rock Avenue Records is the downloads, and then through Angelus Band for hard copies, and they also on their website are selling hard copies. They're beautiful. They did a really great job on the CD. They put all the words. They got all everything. I mean, if you go to Dale Lytle Facebook, you can see or Angelus Band Facebook, and like us on Angelus Band Facebook if you can. I don't know, man. I could show you our CD that we made, and so right before they picked us up, right after that, they
I'm
just
over
did
at
a beautiful
the website right now, man. Look at that T-shirt. That is the coolest T-shirt in the world. I love it. That flaming
Angelus
skull,
Band.
Man. That is a kick-ass T-shirt, man. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It's badass. The skull and, you know, really, really good.
That's
really good.
Very cool. Well,
I mean,
speaking
we got
of
a lot
crazy,
of...
let's... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, we got a kind of a little tour happening right now. And we're in the middle of talking to a big management booking agent worldwide, and we're just in talks right now. But for the time being, we're going to be at the Rock Bar Theater in Reno, Nevada, on the 824, and then we're going to be in the Pranksters at Scottsdale, Arizona, on 92. And then 9/3, we're going to be at Club X-Ray Sam, Tucson, Arizona. And then 9/23, we're going to be at the 19th hole in Springs, Texas. I think you didn't put an S on here. It's Springs. 9/20. Well, that's my birthday, too, by the way. I'm not going to say how old I am. I'm turning 26. Yeah. Anyways, then on 9/24, we're going to be at the Arcadia in Houston, Texas. And then on 10/1, we're going to be headlining the Whiskey A Go-Go. And then, of course, everybody knows Hollywood, California. And we're waiting to find out. We should be getting a call any minute about opening for Lita Ford. Where's that? Santa Ana at the Yost Theater. So we're waiting for that to be confirmed, but that's not confirmed at the moment.
Well, it'll happen. It's coming, man. It's coming. What a little – that's a great little tour, man, up and down and around, you know. Very cool.
You know,
I've never
– the best we can do. It's the best you can put together.
I never partied in Reno. I never went to any shows in Reno. A pretty good place to play.
And, you know, we've never done this. I've had a problem. I call it the Angeles curse. And I've just really never gotten out of Los Angeles, bro. And other than Vegas, we've done that twice. And we've got a platinum album on Mystic Records. And it sold a million copies worldwide. We didn't find out until my son put up the website. And he started saying, Dad, Dad. And I'm going, what? He's going, you got to see this shit. You know, and I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's going, you're everywhere. You're all over the world. They sold the record overseas. And Doug is famous of this. Nobody can find his ass. Nobody can get his ass. And he was behind Misfits. Everybody wants to get him. Nobody can find him. He's supposed to be in San Diego, but we don't know no one knows if he's dead or alive or whatever. Who cares? It's over with. I want to talk about the future. We got a new album coming out next year. We got a great album out right now where we're doing a tour. And then we got this new management, possible booking agent. I swear to God, James, I wish the world could hear our new record right now. We've been rehearsing it for 27 days straight, every day, every other day.
Wow.
And, I mean, I'm telling you, it's like the band lives in my house. We all live here. We live together, and we practice, and we breathe, and we live music. And that's all we do.
Right.
And
that's awesome.
We have bonded.
That's awesome.
We have bonded. There's still some screaming and yelling going on in rehearsals, but Danny does so fast. He's like me. No, we all just kind of deal with everything, and it's really, really good. It's a great vibe, and we all just really learned the bond. At first it was a little hard, but it's gotten very well now. It's very good. And the new record, James, you're going to be the first one I'm going to send one to. You're not going to believe
it.
Yeah,
I'm going to have you guys on again because I want to hear it, man. I'm digging this one. I am digging this one a lot.
It's going to blow your mind. I mean, it's blowing my mind. It's blowing our roadies' minds. It's blowing everybody around the camp is mine. And Claire, I told her, because she hasn't heard it yet, we got a different system of writing than most bands. And that
what
might be
do?
Our little trick. Well, I don't know if I should say or not. No, I'll say.
Yeah,
I don't give
if a it's a trade secret. Okay.
No.
Sell it.
No. No, and you know what? I don't give a shit, man. You know what? I don't give a fuck. I'm too old for that crap. We sit there and we come up with the stuff and we write it. We come up, we get it, we arrange it. You know, I write it, we arrange it, and we record it. Then we give it to her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she sits there and puts the vocals in the lyric. So she's
That's
got
cool.
her time alone. It's not what people think it is, it's work. It's a lot of work.
I hear you.
And it's a lot of hashing out. It's a lot of little details. Every little detail counts. You know, it works. It's working for us. And for any other band out there, it's an interesting philosophy. And so it just became a simple solution.
Well, that works, man. Whatever works, you know, just keep doing it because it's working. That's awesome. Hey, let's play Crazy now. We've been talking about it. Why don't we play it?
And man, you know what? Yes, please. Rock it.
Here it is, everybody. This is Crazy, the Angelus Band. Check it out.
Pressure lately. Do you know what I mean?
listening to Angelus. Get a clean copy of this track wherever you buy digital music. Also on their website, www.angelusband.com.
Man, what a track. What a track. Crazy, the title track off the new CD, Crazy. I don't know what happened there, Dale. I don't know what happened. My button got stuck. But we're back now, buddy. We're back. We've got Dale Lytle on the from the Angelus Band. What a track. I love it. I love it.
And now, folks, a couple quick words from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store, it's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with her rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
YourWebDesigner.info has a special for Pop Rocks radio listeners. Have a website designed for only $80. Normally, they're $100, but with the special code ROXX, Pop Rocks radio listeners can save 20%. If your computer is sluggish and running slow, YourWebDesigner.info can fix it all up remotely, and with that savings code, you'll only pay $40. YourWebDesigner.info offers hosting and other various computer-related products. Please visit www.yourwebdesigner.info and let us build your future today. Remember, all web design includes a year of hosting for free and domain name registration for a year. www.yourwebdesigner.info.
Fashion emergency hotline.
Help! My mom doesn't think I need to go back to school
shopping. You have to go to school. It's the law.
You didn't let me finish. She doesn't think I need to go back to school shopping.
That should be a law. Go to Old Navy. You'll be voted best dressed before school even starts.
Old Navy?
Yes. Right now, kids' clothes are up to 60%
off. 60%
off? Yeah. The hallway will be your runway. They have awesome graphic tees, colorful active gear, and jeans start at just $10.
Now you're talking. Thank you.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy. Valid 7/28 to 9/2. Select styles only.
Hi folks, are you looking for a custom gift for someone special in your life? Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy offers custom hand-stamped jewelry created using pure aluminum, brass, copper, or new gold. Do you have a favorite inspiration or quote that you'd like to be represented? Well, no worries, Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy can create a custom cuff or necklace that represents your interests or ideas with a beautiful piece of jewelry. You can find them at harperleejewelry.etsy.com.
Ruxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Holla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierux.us.
glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Beneath the sands of time, the Snake King slumbers. Legend says one day he will rise and cast a curse so powerful it will make our world spin. Forward, backwards, and spinning all around. Come face to Fang with the Snake King. Cobra's Curse, the new one-of-a-kind family spin coaster, now open at Busch Gardens. And right now, purchase a full-paid single-day admission and receive free all-day dining. Details at BuschGardensTampa.com. Taxes and service fees not included. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everybody. Pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger paintings. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas, perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have four or five per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget. And, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now.
This is a good CD.
Thank you. It is special. Very special. And, you know, we're going to start going back to Angelus. For years, we were just Angelus. And we're going to stop Angelus Band. I just want everyone to know that. And we're eventually going to filter back. And that happened. We had a singer back, I don't know, 5 years ago, 2012. And her and her girlfriend, she was bisexual, lesbian. And she wanted to do that. And we said, oh, okay. And I was like, I don't know what the fuck got into me. I don't know why I let it happen. But we added band to it, and I really wished we had never done that. I really regret that. It's not the name of our band. We are Angelus. So I just want to make
well,
that
there
perfectly
you go.
Clear. Yeah, we
well,
are
we're
going to
change everything on the show page now, baby. I'm telling you. Folks,
you got
heard it here. Angelus,
yeah,
I love it. I like the logo too, man. That's a cool logo. I don't know who designed it, but they did good work there. I like that. I'm over
you know,
your guys' webpage right now, and it's awesome. This is a cool webpage. You guys got everything on
here. Yeah, we try. We worked hard at it, very hard, and we stay on it very hard, very very much. So, the logo was kind of we had Jim Evans was a guy had a artwork and very well art, great artist in Malibu. We went into his basement. He did a lot of stuff, and then we came up with the Big A, and then Paul DeBasio, which you had Ted Poley on the show a while back from Days of Danger. Well, our drummer Paul DeBasio is playing drums for Ted Poley now, and he helped with this. He helped with the A and the probably the I think the wrecking ball and the axe, and then we did Jim did some of the collaboration of different people, and we've had that logo now for about 30 well I don't know since 81 82 something like that so
wow.
I don't know I don't want to sit here and count.
It's classic. I hear you.
Yeah.
Well, folks, like I said, I'm over at the angelsband.com right now. And, you know, the cool thing about over here is they've got links to all their social media. And I'm sure your listeners are probably way better at that than I am. But nonetheless, I say go to everything. Go to Twitter. Follow them on Twitter. There's the Instagram camera. There's Facebook, all that. Because you keep up to date with the band and what's going on. And these guys are doing a lot. Dale was just saying, man, you guys are – it sounds like you're on the downhill side of the new album. I know we're talking about Crazy tonight, but that's cool, man. And you got all kinds
of
pictures.
Killers of the game.
Okay. There it is.
That's
you are first here. Outstanding. Outstanding.
I said it. I couldn't stand it. I gave it up.
It wasn't.
New season coming out next year. I'm going to announce it right now. It's going to be called Killers of the Game. And it's about
it is,
all
folks.
The violence and all the game playing that goes on and is going on in the world today. And that's what it's about. And it's going to be mostly about that. So go ahead, John. I'm sorry, James. Sorry about that.
No. The spirit took you, my friend, and that's good. That's good. I'm glad you said it and not me. Because it's such a cool title, you know. That's very, very cool. And that's going to be out in 2017. Good stuff. There, West Coast tour going on now. Well, it's going to be starting here in about a week. Well, when do you guys go up to?
Yeah, we're going to the Rockwell Theater 824, and then we're in Arizona and in Scottsdale on the 2nd, and Tucson on the 3rd, and then we're in Texas on the 23rd and 24th of September, and then we're back at the Whiskey and Go-Go on the 1st.
You got like a month to prepare. You got a month to prepare, you know. And get in that
meantime, we got to go in. I'm putting all this pressure on my drummer, and he's like ready to pull his hair out. And it's like we got to go into the studio on the 18th of next month, and it's like better than 2.5 weeks like we did last year, but still, it's a lot. I mean, these songs are really pretty. They're not real simple. They're not your 4-4-4-4-4 stuff. They're really pretty cool stuff. And it's a great record. And I can't wait to give it to you and Allison and our record company, Rock Avenue Records. But I'm just telling you, I can't be more excited about something than I am about our forthcoming CD. I mean, it's just taking it, you know, because see, our drummer had passed away, died. And then we along with him, we dropped John Azar, which was our bass player on and off for a while. And we found this bass player that lived up here. He's an animal. He's a really kind of a creepy guy. No, I'm just kidding. He's just a freak of nature, but he's a great person. He's got a great heart, and he's an animal, man. He's like Grizzly Adams or something. I don't know. You know, he's one of those guys that walks around bare feet, and you can't put a tie on this. But you can't put a tie on him. I mean, he's just a really raw animal of a human being. But that's great, you know, and when we play music together, which to me is all that counts, I don't judge anybody by what they are, who they are, anything, but what they can do. And I've got three great musicians living here. Well, we got, you know, myself, Danny Basulto, and Cal Shelton, and his real name's California Shelton. And, man, I'm just telling you, you just wait, man. And the world just wait. I mean, they're going to hear something that they haven't heard, and I don't know if they've ever heard, you know. It's really some really beautiful, great music with songs, you know. And I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to let you talk. I'm sorry.
No, it's great. It's great. I love it. Because we're finding out such cool stuff here, the whole behind the scenes thing. I love it. It is. Is it going to be in a similar sounding vein as Crazy? Is it, it's totally different.
Yeah. No. Not totally. Just you know, same.
Just good rock.
Same vein. Yeah.
I love it.
It's the same. Kind of thing, but just more songs, new songs. It rocks harder.
Outstanding.
You know, just really. I mean, it just takes our. You know, when we did Crazy, Danny and Cal had just been in the van for days. I mean, literally days. You know, I mean, we rehearsed the album 2.5 weeks, and that was it. You know, we've had time, we've grown, we've lived, we know, and now we go in there and we create music and we feel it. It's a work in progress. I don't want to say that. It's just something very special, very special.
Well, that's cool,
and everyone's gonna hear it. And I just can't believe that we have an album right now called Crazy that's just right now been released to the world, and I'm talking about our next record. That is wild. That is fucking wild.
Dale, let's play another track off of Crazy here. I've got For God, Country, and King, and I got Happy Disaster. What do you think we should play next?
Happy Disaster.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, I think my wife would be best at this. Do you mind?
Not at all. Put her on.
She tells the story best. Hold on.
Okay.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. So we got to hear the story. Happy Disaster. What's the story
here? We went to an open mic jam at Rock and Roll Pizza in Agoura Hills, and we were the first band there and probably the last band to play. And Moore Park. And so there was kind of a little altercation, and Dale was moving his equipment, and he slid a chair and almost hit this girl, and this big old 300, 400-pound guy came up to Dale. And Dale was, like, bent down, and I was, like, behind him. And this guy came out hit Dale in the nuts. And the blood was running everywhere. I got between this guy and my husband. I'm only 4'11". And I said, leave my husband alone. And this guy's like, it was just a crazy thing. So the next day,
that's rock and roll, man. That is rock and roll.
Rock and roll for sure. And the next day, Dale's like talking to somebody. He's going, "Why are you so happy? You know what happened last night?" And he goes, "Oh, it was a happy disaster." So we wrote the song "Happy Disaster." So you'll hear about fight breaks out. Dale's going down. Connie steps in like a bodyguard. She's not very big, but she can sure hit hard.
She's wiry, folks. She's wiry. Watch out.
Yeah, you better mess with me.
I love it. No.
Little German, little Indian, not a good combination. I don't care how big you are.
Outstanding.
So play that song.
Well, here it is, folks. This is Happy Disaster, Angel's band, or Angel's, pardon me. And this is off the Crazy CD. Check this out.
Thank you.
listening to Angelus. Get a clean copy of this track wherever you buy digital music. Also on their website, www.angelusband.com.
And there it is, folks. That was Happy Disaster by Angelus, a fantastic band, rock band out of the L.A. area. We've got Dale Lytle on the horn with us here, talking about their album Crazy, which is just out. When did you guys release Crazy, Dale?
You know, a couple of months ago with Rock Avenue Records USA, with
right.
Marianne Hartman and Lewis, and yeah. Yeah, a couple months ago.
That's awesome.
Maybe.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Now, you guys have what, nine CDs so far, and we've been talking about
yeah.
you guys. You're working on. Well, this will be crazy. It was Crazy's part of the nine, so this will be the 10th coming up for next
yeah.
year. Man, that's a lot
of CDs. I'm gonna let everybody know that we're, you know, I am redoing a few. Special certain tracks because back
mm-hmm.
at a certain time after We're No Angels that we went to other record companies and some qualities weren't great, so the records that didn't sound great, that weren't really recorded well, but we had some great songs. I'm going back and I'm taking
mm-hmm.
some of those great songs and making them sound great.
That's
and
cool.
I'm not
That's
doing
cool
that
that you're in a position to do that.
I
That's
mean,
very
I'm,
cool,
I'm,
you know?
I've got a lot of stuff that I've been wanting to do for years that I haven't done, and we added other parts to, and combined with the all the mixtures, we're able to really put out, I don't know, we're going to be up to, I think we're going to be up to 19 songs with Claire, 20 songs with Claire. And And Dave, you know, God, how could I not mention this? Angela started in 1978. I don't want to date myself,
okay,
but I have to. Dave Rodman was our lead singer, and he came. We did the whole San Fernando backyard party scene, just like Van Halen did Pasadena. Mm-hmm. We did the San Fernando Valley, and we rose like nobody rose. And we did Devon's Tire Downs outdoor stadiums. We had Ron Bushy from Iron Butterfly. We played in the Gavita with him. We did all kinds of stuff. We were the biggest backyard party band in the San Fernando Valley ever had. Van Halen might have been Pasadena's, but we were the San Fernando Valley's. And then we hit Hollywood, and then we went there and we started opening for and playing and headlining. And we were playing with everybody, the biggest bands in the world today, Guns N' Roses, Motley Crue, you name it. We were playing with them. That's the past, you know, and we want to go on to the future right now. But it was an explosion, man. We were, you know, I was being guarded with David Lee Roth at the Troubadour, and Styx, Tommy Shaw came and used our equipment and played on my Marshall and played on our stuff, and Rat stood in front of me and made the sign of the cross because they thought I was into Satan because my mom was murdered when I was 19 years old, and I did turn to Satan for 10 years. I did.
Really?
I did. Yeah, I did. You know, if that hurts anybody's feelings, I don't care, man. My mom was beautiful and young and pretty, and I loved her. And I had no dad.
Really?
And
it doesn't bother me, but you know what it makes me want to do is I want to play some of these tracks backwards now just to see. No, I'm kidding. I'm messing with you, man. I'm just messing with you. Wow. Well, I'm sure you hear that about your mother, man. That's terrible. That's a rough deal. Wow, 19,
man,
too.
Angela's became my family at 19 for 10 years. It was my family. It supported me. It put clothes on me. Everybody gave. I never owned a guitar. I didn't own nothing. I didn't have anything. Everybody else let me. Every guitar was owned by somebody else. I slept where we rehearsed. That was our studio. I mean, we came up the fucking rough back roads. It was fucked up. But you know what? I'm glad.
Well, yeah.
I'm glad.
Well, let me ask you. When did you meet Claire now? How did Claire come on the scene? How did that come about?
You know, we just, Fallon died, our singer, in a car accident, a motorcycle, on the 405 freeway. And she wasn't really the best singer, I'm not going to lie. She was not very good, but she was 30 years old and she was sparky and happy. And so we went from that to, and putting her on the No Limit CD to, she passed away, and we got, you know, pretty sad for a while, and then we found Daphne through social media, internet, you know, that type of stuff, and she came into the band, and she did a CD called Seriously Fun with us, and it was really good. I mean, we were 47th with My Girl on the Hot AC charts in the United States, and, you know, it was good, but she just could not, you know, we played with Slash and George Thorogood, and she, I don't know, everyone's telling me to shut up, I think. So you guys are trying to say, stop me from talking, saying the wrong thing, it just didn't work out, man. You know, she,
sometimes that happens,
badly,
man.
You know,
sometimes that happens, you know.
Yeah, and so we had been talking to Claire, and she's very, very professional. In fact, so much that I don't like it sometimes.
She's going to love this interview. She's going to love that, hearing that. She's like, okay, I'll turn it up to 10 now. You thought it was 10. Here it comes.
What?
Well, it seems like she does. She's a good fit, though. You know, it seems like it all worked out. So that's cool.
Yes, it's exactly right. I told her today that she's married to me. I mean, we're done. I'm done. She goes, you got Daphne up on YouTube? And I said, yeah, she's off everything. She goes, what? I said, she's off everything. I took her off everything. We opened for Foghat. We opened for the Tubes. We opened for Echo Winter.
Wow.
We opened for Great Jack Russell, Big White. I took her off everything. Only one's up on Angela Stan is Claire.
Well, there you
That's
go.
It. She's our singer.
Lady Claire
You're not sticking
is
to
on
it.
There, man. That's cool.
I'm married to her. That's it. That's done. It's done. It's
awesome.
Done. Claire Diane is Angela's the singer forever. As long as she or I are alive. Yep.
That's awesome. That's so cool. That's so cool. Well, let's play. We got one more track to go. We got For God, Country, and King. Now, is there a backstory with this one? Were you getting any fights on this one?
It's the biggest song we've ever done to date. It's been called Epic. It's been called Epic. And it's been called Epic. And people all over, everywhere, the world love it. And we've got over 1 million views on Vevo, Angela's fan Vevo.
Wow.
And it's a great video, and it's a great song. And I go from a 12-string acoustic to electric, and you can see that on the video. And it's just one of those songs that seemed to have worked. Greg Lewis wrote the lyrics. I was in a band for a short while called Core. Angela's the Core.
Mm-hmm.
And we did this short little tour, about 5 shows, 6 shows, Vegas and whatnot. And it was, I would come out and be in both bands, Core and Angela.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote music for both bands. But
right,
it was a weird state. But me and Craig wrote great shit together, bro. Me and him... I will probably end up, I don't know, Claire's doing great, though. So I can't go that because Claire's doing excellent.
Right.
But me and Greg wrote some great, amazing music together. And, that's it. And this is one of them. God, Country, and King, a little bit faster. And I don't know. What other song do we have with Greg? Honey, The Band Plays On is gonna be on the what? Yeah, it's gonna be on the new record. The Band Plays On. But Greg Lewis wrote the music. And Rock and Roller, that's not gonna be on this one. But yeah, but God, Country, and King is by far, so far to date, is another word for Angela's.
Well, here it is, folks. Check it out. For God, Country, and King.
Another mouth sharpened steel and hell stench on my tongue. The children fooled hell bent for glory, all heroes left unsung. Their cries of anguish and pleas for mercy make my steel sing. Victory runs down my blade for God. For God, Country, and King. For God, Country, and King. Fools in their castles send their lambs to the slaughter.
You're listening to Angelus. Get a clean copy of this track wherever you buy digital music. Also on their website, www.angelusband.com.
Father, battle rage in the sweat and the blood, make my eyes sting. Victory runs down my blade. For God, for God, country and king. For God, country and king.
Man, what a track. What a track that was for God, Country, King, Angelus Band, or Angelus. Phenomenal. Phenomenal. I love that track, Dale. Awesome, awesome track. Very, very
well, thank
cool.
Thank you.
Let me ask you, do you break out the 12th string that often? I mean, that's got to be hard to play.
No, I got to stand, and then perform a stand, and so I go up to it. And then my sound man, Scott Ellison, turns it on and off. And, you know, that's how it works. And so we have the sound man have it up all the way. And he has an AV box, and it goes in and out. And it works like a charm. And that's going to be one of the surprises on the new record. There's going to be a few songs with that on there as well.
Very cool. Dale, I want to thank you for being on the show, man. I'm looking at my my clock, and it's about that time. But, hey, you know, before we end, I want to give a big shout-out over to Allison and the fine folks at MetalBabeMayhem.com. They are the official sponsors of tonight's episode. And, man, they just rock over there. We've got a link up to them.
Oh,
they've always got cool stuff. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
very, very cool. And also, folks, again, we mentioned it several times during the show, you got to check out Rock Avenue Records USA. We have a link up to that as well. And I'm telling you, if you're in a band and, you know, you want people in your corner, the right people in your corner, get a hold of them. Get a hold of them. You got to go out here and do it. everybody's got this preconceived notion in entertainment. You know, they're like, oh, I'm just going to be playing and somebody's going to come up and discover me. No, 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 my friend. You gotta work it. You gotta hustle.
Or you gotta
put the word out there.
Yeah.
Very, very cool.
Yeah. Honestly, I want to thank Allison Mason and very much, and Rock Avenue Records USA, and Marianne Hartman and Lewis and you, very much, James, for having us. And thank you all very much, and we'll be talking to you and looking forward to talking to you for our next record.
Yeah, man.
I can't wait. Early next year.
Well, it's fantastic. I can't wait. And Breakaway, you got a lot of shows coming up. Huh?
But, yeah, we do. But what about Florida? When we play Florida, are you going to come down and see us or what?
I am. I'm telling you, I am. Matter of fact, I know a couple of people. You know what, Dale? I'm gonna send you some info of some people I know down this way. I know it's a long way away, but this way. Me and my gal, we just bought a house. We've got a guest room. We got we're a 5-minute walk from the beach. It's pretty nice. You guys are welcome anytime. Anytime, man. I'm telling you, I can't wait. Hey, folks, we're going to be – this is about it on the show tonight. I want to let everybody know this will be converted to a podcast and out on all the various social media and up for free on iTunes probably in about an hour and a half tonight. If you are listening to the show on iTunes in the future, hello from the past, do me a quick favor. Hit that ratings and review. It doesn't cost anything, and it puts us at the top of the page. That's where we like to be. That's where we like to be. And more importantly, that's where our advertisers like us to be as well. Coolness. Dale, have a great time and a great night tonight.
Thank you, my friend.
I said hi. Yeah, and thank you for being on the show. It was really, really fun tonight.
Oh, my honor. My honor, man. My honor. Very delightful. You're a very, very great person. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
We'll
see
be out there
rocking
the road. All right, buddy. Good night. Good night to everybody and all the fans out there.
Jamie Rock's Pop Rocks Talk Radio Show has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks for Pop Rocks Limited, recorded at Deerfield Beach in South Florida for broadcast at Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.